You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Lord, can you come and save her? Better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good. And it's so hard to do right when you do wrong, when you turn right, but you turn all the way left.
Henshaw, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Welcome to our show today. My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and I am delighted that you've joined us today. And I know that you're going to be blessed by our guest today, because I sure am. Would you please introduce yourself to us?
Good morning, everybody. I'm Jimmy Lee Young. How are you?
How are you today?
I'm doing really well. I'm doing much better now that I get to be on your show.
That's
this is
wonderful.
A big lift for me.
That's wonderful. Well, we're so glad that you're here with us today. And one of the things I love about you is you always bring a positive, uplifting attitude to everything. And
oh, thank you.
Some good news as well. We get to congratulate you. Tell us your good news.
Yes, I got the nomination for Best Honor or Tribute Song at the Native American Music Awards 2022.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. It's really exciting. I'm excited because, you know, we've been in, everybody's been kind of inside, and this pandemic thing was raging, and now we're getting vaccinated and the numbers are coming down. And I think there's hope, there's light at the end of the tunnel, and we can be hopeful and have a hybrid kind of show that still keeps us safe and still gets the music out there.
Wow. Well, that is very exciting. And so I'd love to hear more about the song.
Excellent. I wrote this song actually many years ago. I wrote it for my mom. And it offers the song offers a closure between people. And it also is the first bilingual recording. The song is in English and Spanish. And I would say it's kind of in the style of, say, Freddie Fender, who also sang in English and Spanish. He crossed, you know, a language barrier with his music, and I wanted to do the same. And being that my mother is Mayan Indian from Honduras, her primary language was Spanish. She learned English when she came to America. And I wanted to show her honor and honor my ancestry. And I wrote this beautiful, beautiful song. And then I had met Joanne Shenandoah at the Native American Music Awards. And we had, I walked up to her one day. She's like legendary, right?
Yeah.
She has Grammy behind Grammy. And I said, hi, I'm Jimmy Lee Young. And she said, I know. And her eyes widened. And I was like, oh, I had no idea you knew who I was.
Aww.
And we laughed a bit and we hung out a bit and we said, let's do a song. Okay, you know. And we would go from place to place and different cities. We would bump into each other and hug and say hi. And when I started to do this album, I said, I'm going to hit up Joanne. And I hit her up and I said, you want to do some songs? And she said, sure. And we worked it all out. And there were actually three we were going to do together, but we did Precious Light. And I think I had mixed it down maybe on that Friday. I don't remember. It was around the weekend. And then Monday, her daughter posted that she was really, really sick and that she was about to walk on. And that Monday, she walked on in the same week that two of my friends walked on.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And oddly, it was just devastating, but I hoped that to honor her, because even with her, you know, we recorded like almost up to her passing, and I hope to honor her with this song, and I dedicate this nomination to her.
Wow. Well, first of all, we send our condolences and our sympathy, hugs and prayers
daughter,
and
Leah.
Thoughts. Yes, yes. To the family and friends, what a legend.
She was amazing, and what a beautiful voice and sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of took me under her wing. I was playing a festival one time, and we had done our first song, and we were about to start the second song. There was some mix-up about the lineup, or I don't remember what it was, but they told us cut it short, you know. And she was the MC of that show, and she came out and said, "That was a really pretty folk song. It was Chippewa Wind off the Great Spirit album." And I just looked at her on stage like, "What's happening? I don't know what to do."
Yeah, right. What do I do?
Do I play? Do I not play? And she said, "Can we hear the last little bit of that song again?" And so I told the crowd, this is the lyric. "Call when you fall, when the wind begins to sing your name. I'll come sailing on that old, cold Chippewa wind."
Mm.
And we just started playing it, you know, 1, 2, 3, and right from that chorus, and the entire audience were waving their arms. She had them waving their arms left and right as they all sang the song together. And it was such a moment in music. And I was so very excited, you know, just the whole scene of it, just that big, big crowd and Joanne Shenandoah leading this. And she gave people moments that they will never forget.
Mm. Oh, yeah. What a gorgeous and sacred memory to have. And so how does this song feel to you now, knowing, you know, now we've seen how everything unfolded, and here is this precious light, this song.
This
how
precious
does it feel
light.
When you hear it now?
It touches me in such a way, and you know, songs have this way of bringing back old feelings. There is some hardship in that song if you hear the lyric.
Mm-hmm.
There is some reference to hard times between people that are now closing, that we can close. The lyric in Spanish is a little different from the lyric in English because it's very, very hard to translate a song from one language to another and to have that rhyme. So you have to kind of work the idea of something into a rhyme. And when I hear those two lyrics, sometimes it brings a tear to my eye, because my mom was with me in 2018 and 2019 before she passed.
Mm-hmm.
And she knew what I was doing, and she knew the song. And I wanted her to be so proud of this beautiful, beautiful thing that had come to me.
Yes.
And now when I hear about it, I cannot separate the memory of my mom and Joanne Shenandoah. You know, and in the backdrop of that, all the people, because I lost 7 people just this last year. I believe 8, actually. I'm sorry, 8 people. And it's been very, very hard, but we all walk on, and we're all going to walk on one at a time. And the best thing we can do is to love each other as much as we can while we're here, because tomorrow we may not be here. Gather it all in now, because it won't be there tomorrow, or it may not be there tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am so sorry for your losses, and I'm sorry to all of our friends who are listening who have lost loved ones and are going through grief right now. We are just sending you so much love and hugs and peace right now.
Thank you.
And so help us. Help us. I mean, this pandemic has been, wow. I mean, it's not the first pandemic for Native people, of course, but it has been a challenge for many, many people. And so as we think about how we heal, how we go forward, even after losing these precious people and changing so much of our own lives, what do you think about that?
I would say, because this has all been so new to everyone, that this happened. And it's descended upon us, and it's lasted for so long. It's been 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been logging my self-quarantine.
Yes.
And I don't know if you knew this, but I got COVID before it was out there so badly. It was just hitting
us. Oh, my goodness.
I had traveled in 2019 to Texas. And from there, we drove to New Orleans. and back to Texas and flew out of the airport. And when I got back, I got really, really sick for like 3 weeks. It was like the worst flu I'd ever had.
Oh, my.
And then I guess they call us the long haulers.
Yeah.
Where you get these symptoms one behind the other. And I had a cough for 3 months that tore out my throat. I thought I would never sing again. And I'm not even kidding.
Right.
I really, really thought that this cough had torn me up so bad that my voice would never be the same.
Oh, my heaven.
And I was in the, you know, and of course we were recording the album and we took time off. And I had a particularly rough day when we had to go in and I was just there to produce, you know, the other tracks. And they and my engineer said, you know, we actually need a vocal for this next song.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally just croaked, speaking and croaking through the rhythm of the song to get something down. And a couple of months later, I went in and I erased that as fast as I could.
Oh, bless your heart.
And put something down and, you know, and from then on, it was just this huge struggle. And I am also a veteran. I went to the VA, or I called the VA finally. I said, you know, this cough isn't going away. And here I was worried I would get COVID with this underlying cough, and I was sick, still having COVID. So they sent me their protocol, some medications, and it worked.
Mm.
And so I from then on, I started to get better. But then my friends started passing away, one behind the other, behind the other, behind the other. And it didn't end. It was one friend passed, and then a few weeks later, another one. And by the time it got up to number six, I was just devastated. I was like, oh, my gosh, that this is going to take everyone down. And as time went on, I had started logging, I believe it was in February of 2020, week one, week two, week three. Well, you know, I'm on week 103 this coming Friday.
Oh, wow.
At 104, which should be about 2 years, 52 weeks twice.
Yeah.
And, it's strange how the Great Spirit will, if you pray for strength, you cannot pray for an easy life because you cannot control the universe. What you can pray for is for strength.
Mm, that's a good
point. Strength to survive things, to deal with them. And most importantly, I think, to help the ones around you. Because if everybody's doing that, then we're all helping each other. And
that
hug goes around.
What a great vision. That's perfect. Thank you. I mean, that's perfect. Thank you very much for saying that.
It's just what I've come to grow into and to in this survival, in this pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I just had to do. You know, you have to be there for the others. And, you know, I think there were so many tragic losses.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, a friend of mine passed away, and they moved the funeral outdoors to indoors, what was available.
Mm-hmm.
And I declined to go for a very, very, very dear friend.
Mm-hmm.
And his name was Saginaw Grant.
Oh, yes. Thank you to both of you for your service.
You're very welcome.
Veteran.
And Saginaw was my mentor. He was my elder.
Yes, I know. Yes, yes. He loved you.
He was such a beautiful human being on earth, and now he's watching over us now, and he was just one of those once-in-a-lifetime spirits that guide you.
Yes.
And probably in the heart of the song, Chippewa Wind, there are people like Saginaw.
Mm.
And I just declined. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, I'd love to carry his coffin as a sign of respect, but I just don't feel comfortable at this point being indoors.
Right.
Well, many people got sick from that funeral, and his niece, Dodie Kent, passed away.
Oh, no.
And, you know, this has kind of been what we're dealing with. And God rest both of their sweet souls. May they rest in power.
Amen. Amen.
But I think the only thing we can do is to keep on keeping on and to be there for each other and to actually face this thing as it is and to deal with it intelligently.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody feels different about this, so I'm just going to tell you how I feel about it. I've been vaccinated. I have my booster at the VA. I got all my stuff. And I wear a mask as much as possible. And I try not to go out too much. You know, I go out and do what I need to do. But at the same time, now that a lot of the vaccinations are being given, and you go to a restaurant and they're seating people 8 feet apart and the windows are open, I don't think we need to be as frightened as we used to. We need to now be strong.
I really appreciate your candor. I think that's important. I know throughout, you know, the whole self-quarantine journey, you posted on social media and shared your insights, you know, day to day and week to week. And that helped me because we chose to self-quarantine because we have a toddler too young to be vaccinated. And so, you know, we chose to make some choices that are, you know, really to protect the elderly, our family, and the baby. And so seeing your journey really helped me. It helped me to say, okay, there are people thinking like this and thinking about this and caring for the community by trying not to spread this or to, you know. And it really helped that you were so transparent and authentic about your decisions along the way and your choices and the things you did and the things you didn't do. And I think it helps a lot of people when somebody like you, you know, that we look up to, that we like, we respect, is willing to say, well, as for me and my house, this is what we're choosing to do.
Well, thank you very much for saying all those wonderful things, because your show has always been so kind to artists, and you do so much to help promote our music and to get us out there and to bring in a wider fandom. You know, I want to just say real quick that I'm very, very, very grateful to Dr. Dawn Karima and Talktainment Radio, because we go way back.
Yeah.
I don't want to say too far back because we're not that old. But
We're blessed.
But we have been blessed. And I hope that just posting this and saying, you know, it's day, you know, one of week 59, you know, was hard enough. But day one of week 100 was, I thought, would be harder. Mm-hmm. And in some psychological way, yes, 2 years is a very, very long time. But I try to say, look, there's hope. Wear your mask. Get your vaccinations. Wash your hands. Do everything you can do, because it's not just for us. It's not for ourselves. It's for the next-door neighbor. It's for the lady, you know, the little old lady you pass briefly in the hallway somewhere, mm-hmm. and maybe you cough, or maybe she just catches your breath, and she's at risk. You don't want to be responsible. Nobody wants to be responsible for hurting another human being with this disease.
Right.
So it's not just for ourselves. It's for everybody. And I hope that that message goes the farthest, that you've got to take care of each other, is to be there for each other in a non-physical way, to be there for each other in a very supportive way and in a healthy way.
That's beyond beautiful. And I thank you so much for the good words that you've spoken about me and about this show. I truly appreciate that and your good opinion and your love and care. Thank you for that. And thank you
also
for reminding us, you know, this is not about, it's about others, folks. It's not just about us. And if we like and get to do everything we want to do the way we want to do it, it's about caring for everyone else too, everyone else.
Absolutely, especially the young, the elderly, those at risk.
Mm-hmm.
I never dreamed that I had COVID. When I got really, really sick, I just thought I had the flu. If you travel, you're likely to catch a bug. But from the moment I got sick, I could not breathe. And I would start to fall asleep and my breathing would stop. I had to sit in a chair and I'm like, wow, this is really a bad bug. And my chest was full, and I won't go through all the symptoms, but it was just horrible. And then I proceeded to gasp for air for the next 3 months. And the doctors didn't know what to do. They treated me for flu. They didn't know what to do. And then in February, it came out. I can tell you the exact date was February 27th. I was leaving the studio, and I got a message from the studio, go straight home. There's a pandemic. And I just flipped. I was like, oh, it's upon us now. We have this thing going on. Not even realizing it, I'd already had it, and I was still sick. Now, I wasn't contagious, because they say after so many days, you're not contagious.
Okay.
And this, it had been weeks and months. By from November to February was already 3 months or whatever, and 2 months. And I was concerned that, you know, oh, my gosh, you know, I could catch this, or I could spread this. And so we went home, and we hunkered down, literally went and got some groceries and went and scrambled for toilet paper with everyone else.
Right.
Do you remember that?
Oh, my goodness. I had to look for toilet paper and diapers.
My gosh.
I know.
And see, this is something now that we can talk about at week 100, and, well, Friday for me will be week 103.
Right.
This is something we can talk about now, but at the time it was petrification. It was
That's
just turning people to stone in fear.
That's right.
And people mass shopping and, you know, doing. And I think now we've all been through something together.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to focus on that we have unwittingly been through something together. And that if this happens again, we don't need to go crazy shopping, that we have to understand that if we cooperate, it will help us all get through.
Yes. Thank you for making that point, because I do think historical grief and trauma, we talk about that as if it's way in the past. And it is. It is. But it can also be 2 years ago as well.
Exactly.
And so I think the steps you're taking, even by being transparent and saying this is what I went through and how I thought about it, it helps other people to loosen their tongue and talk and to say, this is how I felt. You know, I mean, these were perilous times. They were scary times. And
very scary times. And I would like to say that we are better for it.
Wow.
We are hurt. We are mourning.
Mm-hmm.
I will be mourning for a long time.
Yes.
There are times I open my mouth to sing.
Mm.
And the words bring tears to my eyes.
Sure.
You know, it's really hard to sing with a lump in your throat.
Mm-hmm.
But how can we, you know, it's, I guess what I'm trying to say is that even though we've been through this together and that we're still mourning after 2 years,
mm-hmm.
that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And I would like to think that we in Native America understand a certain spirituality that we can share with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
A certain kind of love, a certain love for humanity and Mother Earth and Father Sky, that these are the things that we cling to, a respect and a desire to honor the Creator. These are the things that kind of get us through.
Amen. What a
Amen.
wonderful way to look at it. And we are going to let Precious Light with Jimmy Lee Young and Joanne Shenandoah. We're going to listen as we go to commercial. We're going to listen to this beautiful song, and we're going to let it heal and help us. And when we come back, thank goodness for Jimmy Lee Young. He'll be back with more encouragement to help our youth, to help all of us, to help the world. We'll be right back.
Take my hand, precious light, and lead me down through endless night. I'm drifting away from you. Take away these shades of blue. I was wrong to say goodbye. That I was strong was just a lie that led me to this lonely place. Wishing I could hear your voice and touch your face. Ooh. Precious light, winding roads I have taken, countless mornings I awaken, calling out your name. And just as swiftly you come round again. Painted sky, split wide open, and mend this heart, hopelessly broken. Come shining down on me. Remind me how it used to be. Precious light. Ooh. Precious light. Shadows all across my eyes go shrinking back against the tides, and waves part like an ocean with two hearts that pass each other in the dark and lonely night. Dame luz, yo te pido, un tesoro escondido que alumbra nos dos.
Quiero verte y oír tu voz. Hicimos mal con vivir mentiras, no fuimos fuertes y las heridas nos dejan en la oscuridad. Quiero que me lleves a la claridad de la verdad. Luz preciosa. Luz preciosa. Shadows fall across my eyes, go shrinking back against the tides, and waves part like an ocean with two hearts that pass each other in the dark and lonely night. So take my hand, light of my life, and lead me back to paradise. Ooh, precious light. Ah, luz preciosa. Ah, luz preciosa.
Save her, let her believe it, get on her knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back once the world forgave you.
The hardest thing to do at times is to make changes in your routine. Don't let that hold you back.
Oh, wait a minute! They told us we had it all, Jordan! Well, yeah, I guess in a way we are running out of all.
I'm Rick. I'm Tia. And I'm Heather. And we are Three Voices.
You want this drum over here? It's clear. You got Gilbert over here. You got LeBron over here. And guess what? We talking about
it. I'm trying to get over the dog whistle politics thing because I can't hear it and dogs are supposed to hear it. So who hears the dog whistle?
Your opportunity is now to get up-to-the-minute information, great entertainment, and stimulating talk programs on your computer. Yes, I said your computer. Just log on to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Click Listen Live to hear a program. The blogs and podcasts are up and running. TalkTainmentRadio.com can also be heard on your cell phone.
Yes, I said cell phone.
TalkTainment Radio. We go where you go.
The COVID-19 vaccines can be our chance to get back to our plans, who we are, what we miss, to get back to each other, to life. But it's okay to have questions, like, how were the vaccines tested? In rigorous clinical trials among adults of diverse backgrounds, can the vaccines give you COVID-19? You cannot get COVID-19 from a vaccine. Why should I get vaccinated? Protecting yourself also helps protect the people around you. Find the latest information at getvaccineanswers.org.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
This is the sound of confidence soaring.
Our mission is to educate, inspire, and honor.
This is the sound of honor roaring.
We should never, never forget those that gave their lives.
This is the sound of a generation rising above.
337 for Bravo Fox Papa.
We want to be involved in the education of young people so that they can take our aircraft and the stories that our pilots tell and realize their own dreams.
The Commemorative Air Force honors the heroes of yesterday while educating and inspiring the heroes of tomorrow.
Your future and how you live your life is dependent on how you think.
You can learn more at commemorativeairforce.org right now.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that after 75 years, Smokey's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when it's dry or windy. Be careful burning yard waste, because wildfires can even start in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hey, I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are. But I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
We love this show, and we are so thankful to our sponsor, the Adam H. Board of Franklin County, for making this series on improving Indigenous mental health possible. We appreciate your funding so much. Thank you. And to all of our sponsors, our donors, our listeners, our friends, this great network, our guests, everybody who makes this show possible. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And a big thank you, a huge, wonderful thank you to our guest today. Would you reintroduce yourself to us, please?
Well, good morning, everybody. If you're just tuning in, I'm Jimmy Lee Young, singer-songwriter, and now Native American Music Award nominee 2022. And it's great to be here. Thank you, Dr. Don Karima, for having me.
Thank you, sweetheart, for joining us. You are a blessing to my life and many, many others. You're a wonderful friend and a dynamic musician and a tremendous part of Indian country. I'm so glad
Thank
you're
you.
Here.
It's great to be here.
We want to help you. How do we do that? You're nominated for this great award, and we congratulate you from the bottom of our hearts. But what can all of our friends and our listeners do to cheer you on?
Well, you can actually go to the NAMA Live site. If you go to my Facebook, or if you go to the NativeAmericanMusicAwards.com or NAMAlive.com, you can look up a link, and there are they've partnered with Spotify, so there you can click every song and hear a bit of every song, and vote for your favorite artist. I would please ask people to vote for Joanne Shenandoah and Jimmy Lee Young in the category of Best Honor or Tribute Song. This song that we've recorded together, I'm dedicating to her memory. And I would love to see her name be remembered for a very, very long time. And please vote for us. That's one thing you can all do. If everybody just logs on for a couple of minutes and puts their vote in, that would be a great help to us all.
Wonderful. Okay. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And what does it mean to you? After surviving COVID and a pandemic and then these tremendous losses and all that you've been through, what does this nomination mean to you in light of all that it's taken to get here?
To answer that question, I would have to go back to 2019 when my mother passed away suddenly.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I went to Texas three times that year to help my elder sister handle the estate and all her affairs. And they didn't seem to be a rest. You know, I would come home and I would do what I had to do, and then I would go back for 6 weeks, and I went back three times. And finally in November, the last time I went back, I felt like, okay, now I can truly start to mend, to grieve.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I got sick with COVID, and that was a total distraction. Because, you know, you're fighting to breathe.
Yes,
it's not like you can think of anything else but gasping for air. I guess they had called me into the studio a couple of months and said, you know, I was sort of languishing. And Harold and Francine Green from Agora Borealis Studio are the two of the nicest people on earth. Mm. And they purchased a house from their dear friend who passed, Glenn Campbell. It was his house and his personal studio.
Oh, wow.
And, oh, it's amazing. And he copied his studio from where he was at Capitol Records, because if you remember, Glenn Campbell was part of a famous group of musicians called the Wrecking Crew.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they were responsible for so much wonderful music. And so they called me up and said, you know, come book the studio, come record. And the songs were ready, everything was ready, but I had not expected to put the album, push it back a year after Mom's passing. But I said, you know, okay, you know, I'll go in, and we did one. I said, let's try the one acoustic song we're doing. It's called Heart of a Woman, and it's a country song. And I went in there to record. I said, I don't expect much of this, but we just did it and did it in one take.
Mm.
And then the cough set in. The cough really set in. I was a little hoarse recording the song, but it took a while for that cough to really tear my throat up like it did. It took weeks of coughing before that really hit its peak. But I managed to squeeze out that one song, and I sounded a little hoarse, but I thought, oh, well, it's got a little character to it. You know, it's okay. Little did I know it was coming.
Mm.
And then after the 2 years that I've been through, that we've all been through, mm-hmm. this NAMI nomination to me represents hope.
Mm-hmm.
It's hope. And it's a new sheds a light. The Native American Music Awards, and I want to give all credit to Ellen Bellow and Donald Kelly.
Definitely.
And Uncle Joe and Donald Black Fox.
Oh, yes.
All of these fine, Ed Coban, the house band leader, you know, all of these people.
Absolutely.
Put together and have done so much. I don't know about a lot of these artists, but for myself personally, getting nominated way back to the NAMIs started my career, winning Song of the Year,
mm-hmm.
and I just suddenly, everybody in the country wanted to hear the song, all over Native America.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, Kowanik out of Alaska, Kowanik Broadcasting carried all my songs on the show Earth Songs, and you and all these other places. And so every time I do something at the NAMMIES, it brings up this hope. It brings up this buzz in the career that, you know, I'm going to get these songs out and get these beautiful messages out.
Mm-hmm.
And so this nomination for me means hope.
Yes. I so much love your perspective and your viewpoint on things. And, you know, because that's what happened with me when I won my NAMMIE in 2013. It was like...
Congratulations again.
And congratulations again to you and some more in the future. And I thought to myself, it changed my life. It really did. It was like a wonderful blessing. It was just an amazing blessing. It really did transform my life in so many ways. All good. And I'm so grateful. And I'm so grateful to everyone who cares enough about our music to play it and promote it and have the NAMMIES, you know, and care that we are trying to keep our wonderful music alive and bring hope to people. So thank you so much for that acknowledgement, because it's a wonderful thing that the NAMMIES are doing for our communities and for the rest of the world. And so that's one of the things I'd love for you to do, is be a hope dealer. Pastor Quincy Goodstar comes on, and he talks about how he was a dope dealer, and he's now a hope dealer. I love that, because I think that, you know, we need more hope. We need hope, 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 hope. We can turn on the TV, and we can turn on the social media and doom scroll, you know, just hear
right?
that we're all doomed. Or we can take our native perspective, which is that we are resilient and that we are loved by the Creator, and we will be all right, and so will you. And so we're going to just hand out some hope right now to a couple of groups of people specifically who I know love this show and listen, and we love them. And I'd like you to just take that mic and speak directly to artists right now. Many artists have really, the pandemic has taken a blow to live performances, and or they're disappointed they haven't been able to record. But could you please encourage our fellow artists?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I would like to say to all of the artists out there, native and non-native, I've been through what you're going through. We're going mm-hmm. through it together. I know you can't make concerts. I know you probably can't record. And for many of you, the bread and butter of your recording is pulling in those dollars for your recordings through concerts.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say, hang in there, that we're going through it together and we're getting through it. I know your hearts are breaking. Try and channel that into your music. For many of us, right now is not a very productive songwriting time because of the stress. I totally get that. But try to reach inside and find a little strength. And if you share that strength, if you share that hope, it will make you even stronger. And don't worry about your careers. Just keep the hope that you're going to sing again and play your guitars and drums again, that you're going to make new songs, and that you're going to have a career again. But for right now, we have to be strong. We have to finish getting through this. Let's get together behind each other and really work on getting past this pandemic so that we can get back to healing the world through music. And if you can get an interview and just give a positive message, or do a Zoom interview and play your guitar and sing, it doesn't matter that the money's not coming in so much. What matters is that the hope and the music are getting out there. Because this is going to be the strength of all of our comebacks. Hang in there. And that I understand each and every one of you, because I'm going through it as well. And I love what each and every one of you are doing.
Wow, that is such a blessing. Thank you so much. That's just, that encouraged me. Thank you so much.
It's truth. I believe it's truth.
Mm-hmm,
that this is what
absolutely.
We have to do, and this is what will get us through, is our standing together in peace and in unity and taking care of each other and putting that beautiful music out there. Get out there and do a Zoom interview. Call all the native stations and say, I'm available for an interview. I have this nomination, or I made this album, and I have this beautiful song with this message to send out.
That's wonderful. That is wonderful. And, you know, another thing that was suggested to me that helped me so much, and I did it, was to cover songs. right? Like, I didn't feel like writing anything new necessarily, but I covered the Gaither classic, God on the Mountain, and the Willie Nelson classic, Family Bible. And both of those are nominated for the Fair Play Country Music Awards and the Red Carpet Awards show in Holland this year. So even if you are not necessarily, you know, maybe you're not writing new music, but, you know, cover one of these great native artists.
Right on.
You know, cover one of your favorite songs, too, but just keep making that music, because Jimmy Lee, oh, that was so encouraging. And so we need some more hope. We need you to hand out some more hope to another group of folks that listen, and we love them, we love them, we love all our listeners, but this particular group is our youth. A lot of homeschoolers listen to our program. The university and college students listen a lot. We have a lot of classrooms and virtual classrooms that are listening to our show as part of their enrichment. Please, will you encourage our young people?
Absolutely. To all our youth, students, young people, I know this is a difficult time, unprecedented. You're going through something that every adult here, or most adults here, have not gone through. And I want to tell you, study, stick to your books, get that work done, because that work that you're doing, that schoolwork is going to be the building block to your future career. And with that education, you're going to knock down every wall that presents itself. Whether you want to be a musician or a doctor or an astronaut or a lawyer, if you have your education done, you will get there. Please, stay strong, stay safe, do your homework, do your schoolwork, educate your mind. Whatever is in those books is there to make your brain stronger, to broaden your horizon, to educate you. Please hang in there. That I know it's a difficult time. I have not sung in public in over 2 years. It's hard, but we're going to get through this. And I'm so proud of all the youth I see in the news that are wearing their masks in classrooms, sitting 6 feet apart. I know it's a drag. It can't be the most welcoming or you know, a happy kind of place, but it's a safer place. And homeschooling can be lonely. It can be hard, but you're going to get through it. And we're all going to get through this together. So hang in there, do that schoolwork, and keep your dreams alive.
Amen. Yes, please and thank you. Oh, that is gorgeous and sacred. Thank you so much for that encouragement for our young people. And we have another group of people we so much love and we know need our encouragement. And that's the folks who have suffered from COVID or lost loved ones to COVID or lost something to COVID, you know, who feel personally that they have been victims of COVID in some way and some loss. Will you please help them?
Yes. Because I have been through this COVID, and I have lost many, many people. I never dreamed that in 1 year I would lose 7 people, and in the following year I would lose 8 people. I never dreamed that I would go through something like this. But I have, and so have all of you. We've been sick. We've seen our friends get sick and walk on. We have to remain strong. And we have to be supportive of each other. And I want to send out love and support to all of your hearts, all of your aching hearts, because mine aches with you. There are times when I'm at home and I watch a movie and it's sentimental and I start thinking about my loved ones and I shed tears. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it's a way that you can have an emotional outlet to share some grief, to let out some grief. Stay strong. I'm hoping that we have been through the worst of it. I would like to believe that we've been through the worst of it. And now we're going to be renewed. We're going to get healthy. We're going to get strong. We're going to see more people getting through this. And we're going to get life, maybe not back to where it was, but to a more livable place that we can move on from this pandemic, that we can move on from this terrible thing that's happened to us. and that we can also learn from it, that we can grow from it. We're the survivors, so it's up to us to pass on the message of hope, survival, and not just to survive, but to live in a new way, a new appreciation for life, for our planet, for each other.
Oh, my. Such healing. Thank you so much. And now, please, you have been a great role model to all of us in what to do to survive and thrive during this pandemic. And I'd like to ask you to help us to encourage some of our friends who are not hardcore, but they might just be on the fence a little bit when it comes to the vaccines and masks and staying home and social distancing. They want to maybe, but they're scared to, or they don't know, or they see they probably should. I'm not talking about hardcore anti-vaxxers or anti-maskers. I'm talking about folks who, you know, good-hearted people who just need a little encouragement.
For the people who are not sure, because these are unsure times, I would like to offer this. Our veterans, our boys who've given so much to our country, and I'm so proud of them, and shout out to all the veterans out there.
Thank you for
your service.
Mm-hmm.
We have all stepped up in the early times when these vaccines were available. They've been tested and tested. I went to the VA, and I saw how many veterans had stepped up to get this vaccine, to be part of the solution. It is not the first time we've done this. When we military personnel go join the military, one of the first things they do is vaccinate you, because you'll be sent all over the world and you need protection from all different illnesses. I would like to offer those who aren't sure a little bit of encouragement that the vaccines up to now have proven safe, that millions of people have been vaccinated. They're not a total answer. They're not a one-shot deal, but it's hope and it's protection, especially for those most at risk. And if you find that you cannot make the choice to get a vaccine, please don't go out so much. Don't be a spreader. Don't be part of the problem. Try to remain part of the solution. Wear your masks. Sanitize your hands when you go in someplace so you don't bring anything in, and when you go out so you don't bring anything out. There are precautions you can take, but I would suggest to people, use your critical thinking, do a little research, and make the most intelligent choice for yourself. But remember underneath to be part of the solution and to be supportive of society in general, your neighbor, your family members, to be supportive by being safe.
How can we support you? Tell us once again about how we can help you with this great award nomination and be a blessing to you like you've been a blessing to us today.
Well, I want to once again thank you guys for having me on this show, because every time I appear on one of these Native American talk shows and like Talktainment, I just feel like I get to talk to all of Native America, which was a dream of mine. I wanted to write about Native America. I wanted to give something to our people and to all people, but through a Native American perspective. I would love if everyone could log on to Native American Music Awards or NAMALIVE.com and to vote for your favorite artists. Please vote for Jimmy Lee Young and Joanne Shenandoah in the category of Best Honor or Tribute Song. The song is called Precious Light, and I dedicated it to my friend Joanne Shenandoah, who passed away shortly after we recorded the song. It's in her memory and in her honor. She was a mentor to me. She was a friend, and literally a legend.
Mm-hmm.
And I would hope that everybody support the Native American Music Awards, because they support Native American artists.
What a delightful conversation we've had today. Thank you so much for joining us. We loved everything you shared with us today.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Don Karima.
Thank you to all of you for joining us. I hope someone's told you today, but we love you. And the Creator loves you too. And we will see you all next time.
Take my hand, precious light, and lead me down through endless night. I'm drifting away from you. Take away these shades of blue. I was wrong to say goodbye. That I was strong was just a lie that led me to this lonely place. Wishing I could hear your voice and touch your face. Precious light, winding roads I have taken, countless mornings I awaken, calling out your name, and just as swiftly you come round again. Painted sky, split wide open, and mend this heart hopelessly broken, come shining down on me. Remind me how it used to be. Ooh, precious light. Ooh, precious light. Shadows all across my eyes go shrinking back against the tides, and waves part like an ocean with two hearts that pass each other in the dark and lonely night. Dame luz, yo te pido un tesoro escondido que alumbra nos dos. Quiero verte y oír tu voz. Hicimos mal con vivir mentiras. No fuimos fuertes y las heridas nos dejan en la oscuridad. Quiero que me lleves a la claridad de la verdad. Luz preciosa. Luz preciosa. Shadows fall across my eyes, go shrinking back against the tides, and waves part like an ocean with two hearts that pass each other in the dark and lonely night. So take my hand, light of my life, and lead me back to paradise. Ooh, precious light. Ah, luz preciosa. Ah, luz preciosa. My precious light.
And save her, let her really take it on her knees and pray her, then pray her, and never look back once the war forgave her.
She's silent, she's gay, she's gay, she's gay, she's gay. Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back once the world forgave.
You've got the power, the world's greatest radio, talktainmentradio.com.